This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women out there getting the 18-wheelers down the road, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear our radio show anywhere else, you can hear it right there. It's streaming live right now from our flagship station right there on the website. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics from California IA, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. And also, I'd like to say, just real quick, say hello to Richard the Marine.
Yeah.
Who chimed in earlier.
Absolutely. And hello, Richard. Now, let's do the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize two words in there. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And another shout out here to Cheryl. Hello, Cheryl. Hope you're doing well. And all you got to do, Cheryl, my suggestion to you on what you're telling me is just block them. The stuff there that you're getting, it's very simple. That's what you do, and that takes care of that. All right, now, back to the drawing board. We talked about little Dr. Fauci working our way out of the break before we did the Truckers Highway and Byron Report. But how about John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy, talking about the social media companies that are now run by members of the Bolshevik woke left? His words, not mine, but I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I'm going to start using that.
Yeah.
he had a
then
great
you'll sound like Ian. Then you'll sound like Ian.
Well, that's right. Well, but again, Senator Kennedy there had a great way of sort of, you know, punching through the noise on that. And it's clever.
Uh-huh. Now, in the Virginia governor's race, Terry McAuliffe has been talking about the government schools fix. You know, the ones that he never attended because he was never in a government school. He went to private boarding schools. Do you know that about him?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Uh-huh. So he's talking about public schools and what needs to be done when he never went to one.
Well, right. But there's no shortage of people who can talk about what's going on in the government schools and how you might fix them.
Well, anybody that's listening to Terry McAuliffe and what he's saying about schools, there's your cancel culture. You need to cancel Terry McAuliffe right there. He doesn't have a clue what's going on in public schools because he doesn't attend them, and his children don't attend them either.
Right, exactly.
Yep, he's never been to a public school. Now, here's a legal opinion for you. We talked about this a little while ago. Attorney General Garland, this is coming in from an attorney friend of mine. And Attorney General Carl Garland is abusing the power that he doesn't have to threaten the parents at these school board meetings. But in addition, he has a conflict of interest with one of the big topics that seems to be the blowtorch topic, and it's the CRT that's being taught in these schools. His son-in-law is the person that has the exclusive distributorship, the company he's with, to distribute the CRT program and other liberal programs, socialist, communist programs, to the schools so they can teach them to the students.
Well, right. Yeah, so that is obviously, if this becomes more widely known, it could catch fire, as it were, and you might see some real calls. But, of course, I think U.S. senators are talking about this, if I recall correctly.
Well, it's going to become more widely known because we're going to talk about it.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, and some of these other networks aren't going to say anything because they don't want you to know. Now, Fox did have a little quick mention of it, but that's where it stopped.
Well, but at the same time, though, too, the very notion, see, this is how far it really goes. The very notion of criticizing the teaching of critical race theory, it could be in and of itself criticized, for lack of a better term, that you're trying to do something that sounds racist or something like that. That's the, sort of how the argument will go. But critical race theory is really so much more of a political propaganda position, and it's designed not to teach people about history, but it actually damages our society today. You know, we can talk about the ills of society of yesteryear, but when you're actually, I think, the end result is to damage society today, that's a much different thing altogether.
Now, Senator John Barrasso, the Wyoming Republican, says, and I quote, "The GOP isn't going to allow the IRS to spy on your banking accounts."
That's, well, exactly, and hopefully they will stand their ground. I think this is going to be an issue that transcends a lot of party politics for people across the highways and byways. Why do they want your bank to have to constantly monitor your transactions and then tell the government about all the money that came in or out of your account? It's supposed to catch, quote, rich people hiding money, but they're looking at, what, people over $600?
Transactions over $600.
Yeah.
Right now it's $10,000.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's...
And those are rich people that do that.
Right, exactly.
Okay, but right now it's 600. That'll get the average Joe in the mix, and they'll start saying, oh, look, here's $600 10 times. You owe us $6,000 income tax. That's $1,500, please, or whatever.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere. We got lots more to talk about tonight on the Radidio.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, the website. Go over there, take a look at all the things that Mike Lindell has to offer with the low, deep, discounted prices that are there. And use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it, promo code CAPTAIN. You get the discount on all those prices. But to save even more, click on the Radio Listener Specials page logo. You'll come to a special page that'll open up. All by its little lonesome. There'll be about 24 items there that'll be even insanely lower price than what you've seen on the home page. And you'll be able to save a bunch of money there, too. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN, and that does it. Promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you don't want to do business on the Internet because you're afraid of, you know, people stealing your information and all that stuff, you can use the telephone. Now, their number to call is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, use the promo code CAPTAIN on anything that they have to offer. They'll answer any questions you have, and they'll take your order there, and you'll be in like Flynn. So there you go. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself a bunch of money. And the phone number, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Kyle, you heard our buddy Frank Salvato talk about the number of listeners that we've had from time to time on his show, correct?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, get this. CNN spent 80% of September with the viewership numbers that they had of less than 1 million every night.
That is really something. That's really, I think, real telling about what's going on.
MSNBC was even lower.
Wow.
Now, twice last week, and I'm not blowing my own horn, I'm just stating a fact, we had 1.3 plus million listeners listening to this program at night.
That is amazing. Yeah, that is really, I mean, that really makes everybody just feel great.
And a lot of those numbers, it's not just radio stations, so people misunderstand here. It's numbers off the internet, the streaming numbers that we can see. It's also people listening to us in India. It's also people listening to us in Germany and the numbers we can see there. And we do see the numbers.
Yes, exactly right.
Yep.
And it's really, really something.
Yeah, and we thank people very much for being loyal and tuning in and telling their friends, and more people continue to listen. And, again, if you want to get us in a certain area of the country and your station there is not playing us, just tell them. Say, hey, there's a show on at night called the Captain's America Third Watch. They're available on the Westwood One satellite because everybody's got the Westwood One satellite. And you might want to play it. So there you go. And we call it Dollars in the Dark.
That's right. Yeah. Overnight in America. That's why it's the fastest growing overnight radio program in America.
Yep. And sometimes it's just amazing when you sit there and you watch and see the different affiliates you're getting and whatnot. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, we talked about her, but she has the dubious honor now of being the best known leader of Congress, who's also the least popular. She now has the lowest rating of any other elected individual, at this stage of a presidential term on Rasmussen Report. She's there right now. Now, how do you like that?
Well, that is really significant, you know, Captain, because just a little while ago we had the election and then all this stuff going. The Democrats were going to put through their agenda.
Build back better.
Build back better.
Which, by the way, where did that come from?
Where did it come from?
Boris Johnson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And England.
That's right.
That was his election campaign.
Well, and are we surprised? I mean, Joe Biden has to have some other slogan that somebody
else stole
had.
Somebody's slogan and then says, "No, I didn't do that. No, that's not ours. Is different." Jeez.
Yeah, but he probably just whispered, "I didn't do it." Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. But Nancy Pelosi has, of course, been carrying water for President Biden. She's been out front and center trying to push this radical agenda, and people are, you know, and so they're associating her with that now, I think.
Yeah. Now, yesterday we had this horrible shooting at the high school in Arlington, and the Dallas Morning News reported that authorities were able to take the Arlington High School shooting suspect into custody without incident a little bit later in the day after he had done this heinous thing. He faces three charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Apparently got into an argument in a classroom with some students and opened fire. Also hit one of the teachers, I was told. And the Arlington Police Department, Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby, said that he is currently in the police station at Ott Cribs in Arlington, Texas, and detectives are talking to him at this point in time. That's the suspect. Now, one victim, a male student, underwent surgery and is recovering. Another victim, an adult male, was not in surgery, but he was reported to be in good condition. And then the third person who was injured was released from the hospital, and that's how that worked.
Well, that's right. And, of course, our best wishes go out to all those who were injured in some way, shape, or form in this and to get better, obviously. But this didn't appear to be the kind of shooting, Captain, where someone arrives and with the express intent of starting shooting. It looks like, as you said, there was some kind of argument and then this erupted. But that also begs the question, how did somebody come to school and actually have a gun? And then, so there.
How did they get into school with a gun?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
They have to come through a metal detector.
That's exactly right. So what is, you know, what will the investigation show with that? And then how did it all unfold? And how did the safety officers, were they involved at all? That, you know, in other words, they'll learn a lot from this as well and try to, you know, set things up to try to prevent another kind of occurrence like this. But it is very sad. But there was no loss of life, and so we are thankful for that tonight.
Now, did you see the governors along the border yesterday, Governor Abbott and Governor Ducey from Arizona, and I believe the governor of Iowa was down there just to kind of lend some support. 10 governors altogether came up with an idea, and they're telling Joe Biden that, hey, if you won't act, we will. And they unveiled a plan to end the border crisis once and for all. Build the wall, where the wall could be built. In particular, Texas is starting on that, I might add, and put their National Guard, more of them on the border, as a buffer.
Well, this is one of the things I believe that states in many different ways, you know, have the ability to do in order to protect their own citizens from these kinds of things happening, to wit, the notion that, you know, people coming across the border are trespassing and so forth. So it is inherently a law enforcement issue for the state. The state doesn't handle federal immigration law, but it can regulate, you know, people doing illegal things. And so I think that's exactly what this is the bent that they're using here.
Now, we found out something yesterday from the Afghanistan bombing that they had, remember, at Kabul?
Right.
They killed 13 of our service people and killed 100 Afghans plus. The person that did this apparently was an ISIS-K terrorist, carried out the suicide bomb attack, had been released just a matter of a few days before as the Taliban opened up Bagram, the prison that was there, and let them walk away.
Well, that, unfortunately, Captain, is descriptive of exactly what we knew these kinds of things would happen, and also the kinds of things that we could expect. There's no surprise here, but it was something that was likely completely avoidable.
Well, we knew about this back in mid-August that they were going to do this. They were going to release these people, and we could have done something about it, but we did nothing.
Well, no, we didn't do anything at all for almost anything to do with Afghanistan. This particular story has come up, and again, it points up just exactly what happened in Afghanistan. And I'll tell you this, the Biden administration people, they don't want anybody talking about Afghanistan still. They want it all to sort of go away. Let's focus on spending $0 to build back better.
Well, it's not going to go away.
No.
There's too much involved here. And I understand that the Pentagon spokesman, John Kirby, is trying to talk this down a little bit by some of the comments that he made yesterday, where he said that several thousand ISIS-K terrorist members escaped Afghan prisoners. They didn't escape. They were let out.
Well, precisely.
The doors were unlocked, and they were told, you can leave.
Exactly. Now, can you imagine, Captain, if what we are projecting, at least at this point, based on what we're seeing now, a big win for the GOP in 2022. Can you imagine the kind of investigations that might ensue? Congressional investigations about what happened in Afghanistan. That will be huge.
Yep. Hold that thought. We're going to go to break. Kyle and I will be right back with more. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about the registrations. The Democratic numbers are dwindling, okay, as the Republicans are gaining registered voters, and independents are becoming more significant again right now. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal judge has ordered Texas to suspend its restrictive abortion law. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman gave the law its first legal blow since it went into effect last month. The law bans most abortions after 6 weeks. It also deputizes private citizens so they can file lawsuits against violators. but a suit from the Biden administration explained the law defies the Constitution. Texas officials may head to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to get the suspension reversed. That court has previously allowed the restrictions to take effect. An investigation is underway into what may have caused a drill rig to overturn at a Chicago Transit Authority project. Trains were halted, power lines were damaged, and some buildings were evacuated. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much, Mark Walters. Don't forget Armed America Radio. You hear on many of these same stations, the Monster Cast Sunday nights, live at 8 p.m., and he's got the Daily Defense that's on at 4 o'clock p.m., weekday afternoon, so many of these same stations too. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Yep, me. Now, the way that I save money is the way that you can save money. We go over and we have our bundled policy, which is my homeowner's insurance from my place that I own and my vehicle. And that saves me a bunch of money. Now, if you got a car or a truck, or maybe you got both, maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they can help you save a bunch of money too. Bundle it with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance policy through Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and you will find out how much money that's going to save you. Now, I've been with them about 18 years right now. They've done a great job for me. I'm very happy with them, and you will be too when you find out what they can do for you. So go to the website, Geico. That's where it all starts, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can also get a hold of a agent if you want and talk to a live person, but all that information is available there for you. And, of course, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we've talked about this before, but the story is not going away, because just last month here in Florida, I'll use that as the example. We'll start out with Florida. Back when Barack Obama first ran for president in 2008, the plurality for the Democrats at that time was some 700,000 votes of more Democrats than Republicans. Then in 2020, during the election, that number had been cut down to 200,000. However, as we speak today, the number is down to 24,000 and change and getting even lower because more and more people are leaving the Democratic Party and they're either becoming independents, libertarians, or Republicans.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, we'll see how that may, you know, pan out over in other states as well. But particularly Florida, of course, you know, has a real strong reputation now of going against the grain of your typical, you know, liberal Democrat philosophy. And so it's become a haven, obviously, for people. But right, the Democrats must be absolutely quaking in their boots, Captain, knowing that even the rank and file are looking up and saying, look, I've been a Democrat for 25, 30, 40 years, and Biden and company have just put me over the edge. I can't do it anymore, I think is what they're saying.
Well, let me give you a couple more examples, because in Pennsylvania, Democrats, obviously there's more Democrats than Republicans there in voter registration, but their numbers have dropped by 180,000 over the last 2 years.
Right, right, exactly. And that, so this goes exactly what I'm saying. I think they're looking at what Joe and Kamala are offering, and they're saying, no thanks.
Yeah, and North Carolina, okay, the Democrats' advantage there has shrunk by more than 140,000 votes in the last 2 years. And as a matter of fact, there are now fewer active registered Democrats on the books in North Carolina than there were 6 years ago.
Well, you know, Captain, this is part and parcel, I think, of why the Democrat Party elite believe that they need to import new voters who have come from other countries, even illegally into this country, that eventually they can try to get onto the voting rolls, because they understand that people are looking at this and saying, I don't support this anymore.
We keep hearing about, oh, the Democrats are adding a bunch of people. The numbers are growing in places like Arizona, places like Texas. Their numbers have grown in North Carolina. Oh, their numbers have grown in Florida. Because while their numbers may have grown to whatever standard they're looking at, the numbers that are actually growing are the Republican registered voters in Florida, in Texas, in North Carolina, in Georgia. Hello.
Well, that's right. Now, I will say this. I think there's a lot of people, again, over last time here that have identified as Democrats, but they don't identify as authoritarians, and they're seeing the Democrat Party elite go that direction, and I think it's abhorrent to them.
Well, the Democrats are keeping a close eye on this, because what they're not mentioning is the Republicans' momentum and enthusiasm for the upcoming midterm elections. Now, usually after a loss as devastating as the ones Republicans suffered in 2020, infighting and hopelessness rule the day, but not this time. That's what we're seeing with the Democrats right now, and we haven't even been to election yet. An overwhelming sense that something is wrong with the outcome and that Democrats fought dirty has inspired Republicans and conservatives into action. Moreover, the continued show of incompetence and weakness by Joe Biden and the other Democrats have only emboldened the right to mount an effective offense against it. The Democrats are much like, we mentioned this yesterday, but I'll mention it today. They're much like a pride of lions. If you've ever watched lions, they'll target a wounded or a sick animal, and they'll all go after it. And that's what this is looking like right now for the Republicans versus the Democrats.
Well, right, right. And let's just say a bunch of Democrats voted for Joe Biden in the election. Well, even if they did, they didn't vote for this. And so, again, this just goes to the idea that people are seeing what Biden's all about and they're walking away, because they never voted for the radical agenda that Biden is talking about. Remember, he was portrayed as the kindly old grandfatherly guy in the basement who was going to unite the people.
We're going, can't we all get along? He reminds me of that thing. Can't we all get along?
Yeah, and his big thing, his big claim to fame is he wasn't Donald Trump. You know, he was basically the message. But now he sits in this, you know, fake White House set.
But he's an incompetent... let's talk about that for a minute. Where is that set at?
It's in the OEOB. It's in the old executive office.
And why do you think it's in there?
Well, number one, there's a lot of other people over there. But number two, I think they needed to build something that was not part of the White House complex in the strict sense so they could control how the TV cameras look and all that stuff.
And they were close to the allies they needed to have, the Democrats, just yank them down the hallway and bring them in.
Yep, I would suppose so. But I think a lot of people do wonder, I think it's a legitimate question, why does he have to be on some fake set? Why can't he talk to the American people from the East Room or from the Oval Office or something like that? It looks like a sitcom or something.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't he fake to begin with?
Well, no, I guess depending on the day, just how good or bad he is that day, but it looks bad.
Well,
it
I'll tell you,
look good.
I'll tell you something that looked bad for Mr. Zuckerberg and Facebook was that whistleblower testifying. Now, they tried to make her up to be, you know, the coming of Queen Aletha or something. But and by the way, they're going after her right now, going after her credibility. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But Zuckerberg took it on the chin yesterday.
Well, they really did, absolutely. And what we're going to see, I think a lot of the upshot of this is going to be about breaking up Facebook at some point, in the sense of everybody's on it. It's more or less a public utility and so forth.
And let's not forget that Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller has been freed from the pretrial detention that he was at in the brig at Camp Lejeune. He's still going to face charges. There were six charges that he was presented with yesterday. You saw that, right?
I know that he is being charged. That's right.
No. Yeah, pretty much. Well, the standard stuff that I would have thought, conduct unbecoming, not following the orders of a senior commanding officer who told him to be quiet, and he wasn't quiet. And again, I'm telling you, if the military tells you to cease and desist, sit down, shut up, and be quiet, and you don't, you're in trouble.
Well, precisely. Exactly right. I think where this is going to be judged ultimately is, you know, was he talking about something that was incredibly important about Afghanistan and so forth? Was he a pioneer? So, in other words, it'll be judged as, was he a pioneer or was he really insubordinate? So it'll be interesting to see where all this falls.
Well, he was a pioneer, but he was insubordinate because, again, he was told to do something. He didn't do it. He did not follow orders, and I get it. I understand what they're doing.
Right, and so one would say, you know, speak out now or speak out later. That would
well, you wait until you're out of the service and then you speak out, okay?
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, of course, they're making a plea deal there with him, trying to get him to get discharged, and then all charges will be dropped and all that. Don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll see. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna. Donna, by the way, their website is cowboylogic.us. Go check it out. Find out what they're all about. I'm sure you're going to like what you see. Now, we got a change in the weather. You might know that just if you don't like the way the weather is, wait an hour and see what happens. And we definitely have a change. There's a big, big area of fog right now in the Midwest. We'll get to that in a minute. But right now, we're going to get to a little Bob Seger. Seger, old time rock and roll. And Kyle, that's got a connection to the Eagles, doesn't it?
Well, I was thinking earlier that Bob Seger, I wasn't quite aware of it sort of back in the day as much, but he had connections in with the Eagles, I think wrote songs with them, or they...
Don, you know, Henley.
They kind of worked together here and there and so forth, and some similarities in their styles, for sure. All great songwriters, and this is really key, folks, all authentic. That's why his stuff and the Eagles sound so good even today.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get going on the weather. Take us out west.
All right, folks. Well, out west tonight, of course, we've still got a pretty quiet map. That's some good news to tell you about as you travel through the highways and byways out west. We do have some freeze warnings to tell you about. This up near Bend, Oregon, near Madras as well. Also over near LeGrand in northern Oregon there. And then over for our friends in Florence, Oregon tonight, temperatures are low there as well. Looking at 45 degrees. That's along the coast, about midway up in Oregon. In Southern California, we've still got some rain in the forecast here coming in, perhaps other parts of the American Southwest as well. But for right now, pretty quiet. And we are starting to see those temperatures start to come down, though, Captain, especially at night. And not too long from now, we'll start to be talking about snow on the roadways. Places. So buckle up, folks, because that'll be here sooner than you think.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's get started with the big fog bank that we got. We got a massive area of dense fog right now. If you're traveling along I-40 coming out of Oklahoma City going east, all the way over through Little Rock to Memphis, Tennessee, you're going to be in dense fog along I-40. That's for openers. I-44 right now, you've got fog all the way from Oklahoma City all the way to, let's see here, the mountains of Missouri. And, I mean, we're talking about almost, but not quite, almost all the way to St. Louis, Missouri. Up on I-70, you've got fog from Kansas City all the way over to St. Louis. So you have got it there, so be advised. Now, down around the Metroplex of Dallas, there's some fog there. There's some fog around Houston. You got some fog south of San Antonio headed towards Laredo. You've also got some patches of fog down along the Gulf of Mexico. Now, the big problem right now in the south is the rain and all the rain that they've had and the flooding that they've got going on, because we've got a massive area of flooding right now around Birmingham, Alabama. Now, that includes if you're traveling along I-22 in some places, I-59 in some places, I-20 in some places, I-65 in some places. That rain is continuing, and we may have some flooding issues up in Tennessee tonight. Rain is all the way from southern Tennessee straight across to Knoxville into the mountains in North Carolina. And they've had 6 inches of rain in that area already in the last 12 to 14 hours, and they're going to get another 2 to 3, it looks like. That's going to make things even worse. We've got rain tonight down along the Gulf from about, now it's moved over around Crestview over towards Mobile and over towards Gulfport in Mississippi. There is some fog now along I-75 and I-10. Live Oak, Lake City, you've got some fog all the way over to the east, if you will. And that fog is going to continue up into Georgia, Valdosta. You got fog over towards Brunswick, and there you go. Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And now, in the meantime, let's jump on up here. We should have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Is that you?
That's me. Good morning.
Okay. I never know what phone number I'm going to look at lately. All right. Let's talk about the colonel, the Marine Corps colonel. And the charges did come down against him yesterday, 6 of them. I'm not surprised at the charges, but they're not quite as bad as what I thought they were going to be.
Well, yeah. And I think that it's still undecided if it's going to be an open or closed hearing, which I think is tomorrow.
Yep.
And I think in this particular case, they're going to argue, according to his lawyer, that he tendered his resignation. And they didn't accept his resignation. They decided to charge him instead. So we'll see which one, how these arguments go. Again, we may not know it if it's a closed hearing. So, when it goes to the Marine Corps, one of the things that, they have you take an oath to is courage.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the courage to stand up to what was going on in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
or what didn't happen in Afghanistan. So we shall see.
Yeah, and of course, Coddington becoming, I get that, failing to follow a direct order, I get that, because they told him to be quiet, and he wouldn't do it.
Well, there are some violations.
Yeah.
There are definitely some violations, but I'm thinking that he necessarily knew that, which is the reason he tendered his resignation.
Yeah, I think he said that when he actually went and did one of those videos, that I know I'm going to probably get in trouble for this. I think he said something along those lines. Don't remember the exact words, but it was close.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So there you go. Now, so we'll keep our eyes on Colonel the Stuart, pardon me, Schiller, and see what's going on there. We'll watch that. Maybe there'll be some developments in the meantime. I know they are trying to definitely get it such that he would tender his resignation, which is what he's tried to do, and just walk away from the military altogether. No pension, no benefits, and it's like he never served.
Correct.
Yeah, which is a shame because he's got an exemplary record.
Well, we are at crossroads on this one, so...
Yeah, you don't make Lieutenant Colonel Marine Corps after 17 years if you don't have something going for yourself. All right.
Yep.
Hold the fort. Coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Thursday morning here in the hood. And I hope you're having a good day, because we sure are. A little bit cloudy over here, 76 degrees. Be careful on the roads up there, especially up around Birmingham. Got a lot of rain, a lot of flooding going on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Carl Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after the top of the hour news. Don't go.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.